Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and guess what we talk about? That's right. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Absolutely correct. Our contact phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and we would love to have you as a guest on the show this morning. We're going to have a guest in the second hour to talk about different things that involve out people in the outdoors and folks that have eyes on the bay and eyes on the Atlantic Ocean. So we'll make sure that we do that. But first of all, I received a very interesting email. Let me tell you a little bit about the week. The week was spent visiting folks on around the state on our Maryland Hunting Coalition upcoming fundraiser. And maybe you get tired of hearing it, but you're not going to get tired of hearing what we've got to offer. We now have 13 firearms donated. There are three or four muzzle loaders. There are, I think, six shotguns, including two slug guns, a turkey gun, two turkey guns, a Benelli Montefeltro, a Browning Silver, and a Remington Versamax. We've got a couple of rifles. We've got a youth rifle that Clyde Sport Shop gave us, which is a Remington bolt action 243 with a scope. We've got a 7mm mag, which is a Tika, that the Continental Arms donated. And we'll review more of these things as we go. Yesterday, one of the MXB 360 crossbows, supplied by all the Matthews dealers in Maryland, showed up. Just a lot of good stuff. Like I said, over a dozen guns, three or four bows, kids stuff, you know, good stuff for kids. Like Deer Creek Archery gave us a Matthews Mini, which is great for kids that are just getting started in archery. We've got a Savage Gator Camo 22 Rascal for the kids. That's pretty cool. So there's all kinds of great stuff coming up. I know we have four goose trips. We've got deer hunting trips. We've got two bow fishing trips. So make sure you show up at the dinner and benefit Saturday, May 30th at Martin's in Westminster. There is a Martin's in Westminster. So make sure you check our website, Maryland Hunting Coalition. But we've had tremendous success with the folks, helping us out. So that's the thing. We've got a lot of things for the whole group to win. So I got this email the other day. Well, first let me say this. I went to a meeting on the Maryland Fishing Challenge for the future of the Maryland Fishing Challenge ideas. There were some stakeholders there, and they asked me to come. Shared ideas. There are some changes coming to this year's fishing challenge. Stay tuned. A lot of cash floating around out there, folks. A lot of cash. So we're working on that. The folks at DNR are very concerned about the success of the program, and it's been very successful. And I think I've shared this in the past. You know, as much freshwater fishing as we have here, the biggest division continues to be the Tidal and Chesapeake Bay division. So we're looking at ways to get people interested in the fishing challenge in fresh water, which it needs. So now we'll get to this. I got this email, and there was a cutout scan here from the looks like the Howard County paper. And it's a letter to the editor based on another letter to the editor. It's called A Modest Proposal. Let Wolves Kill the Deer. Someone named Jessica Kemper wrote in the April 9th issue about her frustration with the herds of deer that routinely eat valuable plants in Howard County. Anyone who has ever planted a flower or shrub here knows exactly what she is talking about. Howard Countyans have previously discussed the role of licensed hunting to thin the deer population. Howard Countyans seem to be generally against wider licensing of hunters, perhaps because it is not a natural solution. Ponder that. I suppose that being struck by an SUV, BMW, or Honda in Howard County is a natural solution. However, fortunately, writes this commenter, fortunately, there is an all-natural solution to the deer problem. I am, of course, talking about wolves. For a small fee, doesn't say how much, a small fee, Howard County can introduce 3 or 4 breeding pairs of wolves to the local environment. This small wolf pack will roam the county and thin the deer herd in a natural and efficient manner. Wolves take out old and sick deer first. These are the ones most likely to be carriers of disease. Wolves will provide other valuable services as well. With wolves, there'll be no need to enforce leash laws for pets. Cats, for example, which are left to roam outside, will be taken care of by the wolf pack. Burglars will be discouraged by the possibility of meeting the wolf pack during their nocturnal activities. Wolves then will relieve the burden on our crowded kennels and court systems. For all these good reasons, I urge all Howard Countyans to write their representatives to request wolves for Howard County. Hunters may generate revenue through license fees. They may kill deer humanely, and they are certainly generous with their catch, but we don't need them here. An all-natural solution is available for a very modest price. Trent Tishurji from Columbia writes that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to comment on that, we'd love to hear your comments. Wolves, Howard County. Kids better be in before dark. Yeah, he didn't mention that part. Don't worry about the leash laws. Don't go jogging. But think about this. I'm actually going to try and get in touch with this guy. I'm going to suggest that if he has any type of entrepreneurial spirit, he should lead the effort to start the first Howard County nocturnal wolf watching series of events where Howard Countyans, who are concerned about the environment, would like to see wolves in their natural setting, perhaps watch them take down a deer, and interact with them, maybe run with the herd or the pack, maybe learn to imitate the wolf calls, to learn to attract them closer so they can photograph them. Maybe they should learn techniques to mimic the prey of a wild wolf so that they may experience what it feels like. I think we've got an opportunity here, and I think we're going to get behind that. Let the wolves kill the deer. So, I was thinking about writing an article on your happy hunting ground. And I Googled happy hunting ground. And I learned a little bit about it. Lakota people, Lakota Sioux, believe after death the spirit of the deceased person goes to the happy hunting ground. This belief corresponds with the general Sioux belief that everything has a spirit, including trees and rocks and rivers and almost every natural entity, and there, this therefore leads to the existence of an afterlife. There's a quote from Many Horses, who's an Oglala Lakota. I will follow the white man's trail. I will make him my friend, but I will not bend my back to his burdens. I will be cunning as a coyote. I will ask him to help me understand his ways. Then I will prepare the way for my children. Maybe they will outrun the white man in his own shoes. But there are two ways for us. One leads to hunger and death. The other leads to where the poor white man lives. Beyond is the happy hunting ground where the white man cannot go. And that's a Sioux quote. I believe that's from back in the 1870s or somewhere back in there. And that's in Wikipedia. Now, Merriam-Webster, on their website, has the definition, of course, for happy hunting grounds, basically. Same as Wikipedia, pretty much. But Merriam-Webster allows for comments and asks the question, where did you first hear about happy hunting ground? Or the term happy hunting ground? So, Laurie Brandt, i.e., B-R-A-N-D-T, Laurie Brandt from Brooklyn College, said this. I heard it in an old pop song about two sweethearts, Running Bear and White Dove. Not sure if it was an insensitive expression when used by white people. I'm sure whites wrote the song. If so, I was going to contact the radio station and ask them not to play it again.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little White Dove was her name. Such a lovely sight to see. But their tribes fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little White Dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the way. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her brave. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little White Dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running Bear, dove in the water, little White Dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running Bear.
There we go.
Love little White.
All right, that went out to Laurie Brandt from Brooklyn College, who thinks that it's an insensitive term when used by white people, the happy hunting ground. So, if those of you who are out there going turkey hunting are going to your happy hunting ground today, I just wanted to send that out to you. And now we're going to tell you about our friends at Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, Chesapeake Outdoors has got your full line of fishing gear, rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for the tidal rivers, and any freshwater fishing you'd like to do, live bait, frozen bait. They've got all the rockfish gear, all the trolling baits, all the trolling rods and reels, anything you need, plus some advice if you'd like to figure out where the fish are biting. That's right. They've got the big old Mojo Head heavy-duty bucktails, 20, 24, 28 ounces and more. That's a big bucktail to pull behind a boat, but I'm sure your boat can handle it. They've also got the bucktails and parachutes and all the colors, custom colors, and everything you need. They've got the Avian X turkey decoys, shotguns and ammo, calls, decoys, and camo for spring gobbler, and, of course, the new line of Hoyt bows, plus bows by Matthews and Parker and others, and a full line of crossbows at Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500 is the phone number. They're at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. That would be Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right after you cross the Bay Bridge. That's Chesapeake Outdoors. Their friendly staff will assist you on anything that you need for your next fishing or hunting adventure. Hey, if you enjoy decoy collecting and wildlife art, waterfowl hunting, or even a scenic walk along the bay, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. That's right. This year's event is Friday evening, and that's 6 to 9, May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd. Admission, that's this coming weekend, is only $10 for the weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, and an outdoor hunting show. Community and nonprofit organizations will be there. 100 artists featuring decoys, wildlife art, photography, and more, plus hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. To get to each venue between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center, you'll have a free shuttle bus to ride. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum coming up this weekend, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For more information, it's decoymuseum.com or call them at 410-939-3739. 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, I spoke about the Maryland Fishing Challenge earlier, and lots coming up on that, but let me tell you about it. It's a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear fresh water of Deep Creek Lake, including more than, 65 species of fish in five categories. Freshwater, Chesapeake Bay tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine Boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shops and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, yes, much, much more. Trout season is here. So is rockfish season. The perch run is on. From the headboats on the Atlantic, charter boats on the bay, to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain Stream, it's time. It's fishing time, so go fish. Official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Hi, Baltimore. This is Mark Levin, and now you can hear 3 hours of my show every weeknight at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
question they're asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath. Mama
told me that's good. Got a little Three Dog Night. Yeah, one time I had that. Probably album. That's probably a while back. What was that, 40s? I mean, 67? Yeah, I was going to say I was 13, 14 years old. Yeah. Playboy. What did you say about Playboy? No, sorry about that. No. Hey, the fourth annual fundraiser for the No Person Left Behind, MPLB, is Sunday, tomorrow, at the Timonium Fairgrounds 4-H Hall. Now, we've given away a few tickets. Come to find out there's going to be a Ellis Outdoors WCBM table, at least one there. We got a call from a fellow by the name of Bill from Baltimore. His tickets went out, but they didn't go out till yesterday. So I don't know, Bill, if you're going to get them. But do show up at the event. And whoever was listening to the show that called Bill, tell Bill just to show up, even if he doesn't have his ticket in his hand. And we'll make sure he gets in. Just tell him to either use my name or to just say that, you know, he heard about it on the radio and I sent him a ticket. But he may not get his tickets today. He just called me late, and quite frankly, the envelope didn't get in the mail on Thursday like I thought it would, but it did yesterday, so I don't know. But if you'd like to go and support our wounded veterans, this is through Operation Second Chance, New Person Left Behind. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Mark Hoke on the air. Family Fund for All, $35 a single, $55 a couple. Kids get in for free. So it's a bull roast, a live auction, a cash bar, silent auction, and a benefit for the wounded veterans who served their country proudly. And now it's time for us to give a little something back. Not that we can give them their limbs back or their emotional health back, but we can certainly let them know that we support them. And I had reached out to Vietnam-era veterans here to go. And if you want to go, still call me, and we'll make sure we got your name at the door, and we'll go from there. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, I wonder this time of year if anybody's actually listening. I thought the wolves would generate some comments, but maybe nobody in Howard County is listening. So why would they? They don't particularly like hunting, and I don't even know how much they fish out there. I know there are a lot of good sportsmen and good outdoorsmen in Howard County, but do they actually get up early enough? Or is it simply the fact that everybody's elsewise occupied, but if you are, you're in your car, you're not to your destination yet listening. So everybody has a cell phone. I don't want you to hold your phone in your hand. I don't want you to text while you're driving. I would prefer that if you're going to call me, use a hands-free speaker system and give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680 and let us know where you're headed today. You know, of course, sunrise is coming a little earlier. Everybody that's turkey hunts might be in the woods by now or getting set up. We did have an accident in Western Maryland the other day where a 16-year-old sitting with a friend and father wound up shooting a guy. 70-year-old guy from Pennsylvania who, according to what I heard about the story, was the guy was moving through the woods. Now, I don't know if he was calling when he moved through the woods, but he caught the attention, the movement caught the attention of these other hunters that were in the woods. And, of course, when you're calling turkeys and you've got movement, you tend to think that it might be a bird coming your way. Your mind tends to go that way. You know, you call and you hear a bird calling you, and, you know, you call again, and maybe way off a bird gobbles, and then you start to see movement. Maybe you've quit calling and you're waiting for the bird to show up. Well, apparently this fella kind of peeped out from behind a tree and took the hit. Wasn't killed, but he was shot. I guess they picked some pellets out of his face, so you just got to be careful out there when you're turkey hunting. You sure do. So just be careful. Now, we did hear of some good birds being taken. Matt Sell, one of our guests here, who called in Tom O'Connell, our fisheries director's gobbler for Tommy on Youth Day, killed a nice bird out in Allegheny County last Sunday and sent me a picture. It was on our Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook page. And got a lot of comments. It was a nice bird from Allegheny County. He called in, I think, seven birds, three jakes, four gobblers. And this was the one that went into strut mode that was closest to him. And he took a nice bird, really nice bird. So, you know, probably a mature three-year-old, which is a pretty good bird. So, we'd sure like to hear from you. We sure would. The word is that the coalition-led strict liability repeal is going to be signed by the governor this week. And, you know, it's a very difficult thing to understand, therefore celebrate, but, you know, we sold 52,000 migratory game bird stamps last year. 52,000 migratory game bird stamps and hip permits in here in Maryland. And what that means is more than half the hunters in Maryland participate in some way in migratory bird hunting, not necessarily waterfowl, but perhaps maybe you'll just like to go dove hunting on the first day. Maybe that's why you buy that permit, or the first week. Well, the repeal of the strict liability doctrine, until the governor signs the bill, anyone hunting game birds, mainly waterfowl and dove, are subject to state enforcement charging anyone afield with the heinous act of baiting. So you and your buddies are goose hunting on the shore, and the NRP come out and charge everyone in the blind with baiting. What? Too bad. Guilty. You just showed up that day, but guess what? You're guilty. Your character's smeared, your license suspended or revoked, no more hunting in 44 states and Canada and Mexico under the Wildlife Violator Compact. But how can this be? Well, that's what strict liability is. And that's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition-led effort did, was to repeal that law and make Maryland law comply, consistent, equal to the federal standard, federal law for charging somebody with a wildlife baiting charge, a migratory bird baiting charge. Waterfowlers on the shore approached a bipartisan Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus in the fall 2014 and asked for help. Research was conducted on behalf of the caucus by the coalition, resulting in draft legislation. Legislation was introduced by the caucus co-chairs. That was Senate Bill 88 by Senator Astle and House Bill 170 by Delegate Wendell Beitzel. I'm sorry, Senator John Astle and Delegate Beitzel, companion bills, and then the legislative roller coaster ride began. So we got that through both the House and the Senate committees. We got it through the House and the Senate unanimously on all counts, and it looks like the governor is set to sign that bill on Tuesday. Historic. I'm going to be there. Hello. Good morning. Brian, I guess you can go home. I mean, Brian's our call screener, and there's no calls to screen, so it is what it is. Let's see. Yeah. You are right, John B. You are right, John B. No question. All right. Well, let's talk about NBS Seafood then. Located on Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, they are stocked with live wild-caught Louisiana crawfish. They've got andouille sausage and gator tail meat to go along with all that. Live Louisiana crabs. We've got some coastal crabs from Maryland that are showing up now. They've got catfish fillets, and they've got all manner of seafood, some Maryland crab meat as well, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, you name it. NBS carries it and the season to take care of all of it, no matter how you want to steam it up or even have a good old Louisiana seafood boil. Put that stuff in the pot with some redskin potatoes, plenty of seasoning, and some corn on the cob, and you just let her go. Good, good eating. Stop by and see the folks at NBS Seafood, or you can call them at 410-271-3202. They're open Thursday, Friday, Mondays, 2 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 7, Sunday from noon to 5, and NBS will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. If you have any questions, give them a call, 410-271-3202. NBS stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road, right next to Jim Donnie RV in Glen Burnie.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
Hey, if you enjoy gardening, I recommend all the time Schillinger's Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. You know, Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got the annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot. They've got bedding plants and planters and wonderful hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias, all colorful, all sizes, all colors, all you name it. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. You get the idea. If you want pretty, pretty stuff, that's where to go. Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tasty tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers, and plenty of herbs, too. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97, exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can see it right off of 97. There's big greenhouses there and that big farm. That's Papa John's. You can drive right to the greenhouses to make your selections or give them a call. 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or your church. Mother's Day is coming soon, May 10th. You just give Papa John's a call. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Please visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. If I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
All right, we got to go. Let's see, we got to talk to Dan in Baltimore, Captain Boo in Fishing Creek, and Philip in Central Pennsylvania. So everybody hang tough, I'm talking to everybody. First, Dan. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself this morning?
Hanging right in there, brother. What's up?
All right. Well, I kind of like that idea that guy in Howard County has about bringing wolves.
Yeah.
Man, you could take care of part of the homeless population and the free-range kids, you know, the ones the parents let walk around the neighborhood and stuff. Man, you could knock out a bunch of problems naturally. What a grand idea he had, huh?
You said that, Dan. I didn't say that. I didn't say I agreed with you, but I understand your comments.
Tongue in cheek.
Huh?
Please, I'm saying that tongue in cheek. Who would want to do something like that? Just, my goodness.
Hey, you already got coyotes in Baltimore City, so, you know. But I think a couple of, 150-pound wolves in Howard County, a breeding pack of, just three or four pairs of breeding, you know, stock. I'm sure Howard County could bring those in at very little cost and just turn them loose, you know? Hey.
I just got a question. Is this guy for real? I mean.
Well, apparently. I mean, he seemed to be intelligent enough to figure out how to send a letter to the editor in Howard County with Howard County paper.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. Sometimes I lose hope.
Not me, brother. I look at it as an opportunity.
All right. Well, I'll try to do the same.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell this guy that if he has any type of entrepreneurial spirit, his name is Trent Shirgi, T-S-C-H-I-R-G-I, that he should just start a business out there to have his like-minded folks go out on a wolf watch at night and interact with the wolves.
That may work.
That's what I'm talking about.
Work.
There you go.
That's a natural solution to the problem, too, mate.
Hey, natural selection. You know what nature does.
Oh, boy, I know.
All right, brother.
All right, you take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Now.
See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye. Captain Boo, how are you? Long time.
Hey, Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I just started pound nutting, and I just want to let you know we're seeing a plenty of man hating.
Well, that's a good thing.
They cut us on that reduction last 2 years, which was unnecessary, and that Atlantic Coastal Fisheries has come out with there's a plenty of man hating from Florida to New York, the most that they've ever seen. And I would just kind of tick me off because when they did that reduction, it was done by politics and not by the science. And it really hurt me in the industry. See, in the state of Maryland, way I fished with the pound nets, I'm fishing the way my grandfather fished. You know, we'll never hurt the industry. But it was the spotter planes and the big companies down in Virginia that was hurting the industry. So when they cut them 20% and the Maryland agreed with it, they cut me with 20% too, but I wasn't the problem, and that really hurt my business, and and the people just didn't care just so they could get to Omega. So, you know, if you're not the problem, you shouldn't be into it. But that's what they've done to us. So, but I'm hoping that they'll relax these restrictions that they put on our Merrill fishermen, because we're not the problem. It was Virginia.
I got you. I understand. Listen, man, you guys have a tough road to hoe as far as the waterman's concerned, you know, and everybody knows more than the resource about the guy other than the guy that's out there on the water.
Exactly.
So,
and you know, let's go. If we're going to go by science, let's go by science. But no, let's not go by just political pressure because somebody wants to save the otherwise just to feed the rockfish. I mean, there's more to the environment than just the fish. It's people too. And if you're not a problem, don't put us into it. You know, if they wanted to go after Virginia, that was fine. But the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, all of them agreed to this to get the reduction done in the Omega for 20%. They threw the fishermen in the state of Maryland under the bus and made them cut 20% when they weren't really the problem. And that really,
yeah, I know the Maryland fishery is a very, very minor part of the fishery, and that Virginia commercial fishery is, and especially as you said, driven by the demands of business and the pressure on that's puts on the fish stocks.
Let me give you these figures here. Yeah, the Virginia got 85% of the overall quota,
right,
over the whole East Coast. Do you know what percentage we got in the state of Maryland?
It's something like 2%, Boo.
1.3.
Okay.
That's,
I stand corrected.
How much ridiculous can you be with the state of Maryland owns much of the Chesapeake Bay than Virginia does, if not more, and they get 85%, and we throw our guys under the bus for 1.3%. It was ridiculous.
Yep.
So.
Well, buddy, I sure appreciate the call, and you've made your opinion known, and we've let you do that unhindered without argument and without getting into a fight. So maybe we need to have more people, have more discussions and more listening. What do you think?
I'd love to have a debate at it on it.
I hear you.
Okay, take care, Alan.
All right, Boo, nice hearing from you.
All right.
Stay in touch. Bye-bye. I've known Boo for, I don't know, 20-some years, hunted with him. Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. How about yourself?
Good. Are you listening online?
No, sir. I'm on my handy-dandy magic box called a telephone.
Well, good for you.
Slash camera, slash Android, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I made an extra point to not get up before too early because I wanted to make sure that I got to hear your whole show.
Well, I appreciate that. Are you a new listener?
No, sir. I've been listening for a while, but Saturdays I don't always work, but when I can get up, you know, I want to make sure that I, listen to your show because I really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
So, I wanted to comment on the wolf pack. This guy, he thought through about 10%. He forgot about the other 90% of the impact of the wolves on that little area. Now, I'm not exactly sure where Howard County is.
Howard County, are you familiar with Maryland at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, Howard County is between Frederick and Baltimore.
Where the scale house is.
Columbia is located in the center of Howard County. So we're north of Washington, south, well, maybe just west of Baltimore, I guess. But Howard County is a very wealthy area. Land prices, home prices are high. People that live there commute to Washington. Howard County has a lot of banking and finance and that type of industry, and if you call it industry, that type of job opportunities. And of course, you've got the military base there with many, 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 many government jobs. So it's a very, very wealthy county. Some of the best schools in the state, although you wouldn't know it from some of the letters to the editor. But they are all Not all, but they are. Well, let's put it this way. One of their bumper stickers is "Choose Civility" for Howard County. They're a "Choose Civility" type of county in Maryland. So.
You know what? I've not met many wolves that are very civil.
Well, apparently their cable system doesn't allow, National Geographic channel or some of those nature programs to be shown in Howard County, because if you've ever seen a pack of wolves take down an animal in person or in video, it's pretty dramatic.
That's what I was thinking. When he talked about nature. Now, you know, granted, I love nature. God gave it to us. We're supposed to take care of it.
Sure.
But there are just some things that are not meant to be, and mankind and wolves just don't meet. You know, they just it just doesn't clash.
I got to tell you something.
Well.
I got to tell you something. The reintroductions of the wolves into the Rocky Mountain, although that was their natural habitat, has devastated the recovering elk herds and mule deer herds in the Rocky Mountains of the United States. The cattlemen are up in arms. They're losing cattle. They're losing lambs, and the wolf population is exploding exponentially. It's only going to be a matter of time until there are some people that are going to be seriously hurt. And this guy has no clue whatsoever. I basically read that piece for comic relief, but you know, just got an email from a guy that says if natural selection worked at all, then your letter writer from Howard County would be the first one. Eight.
yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, real quickly.
Yep.
Last year I was coming across the Pennsylvania line.
Yeah.
On a turnpike.
Right.
And I witnessed, wasn't quick enough to get my phone out to camera.
Right.
I saw a mixture, because you mentioned the coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
That are starting to pick up.
Oh, absolutely. Plenty of them.
I saw what I found out later was a coyote-wolf mix.
That's possible.
Look, that was a nasty-looking beast.
Yeah, well, the bulk of the coyotes that have come into the to the eastern east of the Mississippi here have wolf DNA. Down south, it's the red wolf, the natural red wolf that has influenced the coyote population. Up north, Canada, Maine, those coyotes will have gray wolf DNA. So there is some interbreeding between the two species. So
yes, sir.
Yep.
I did a little bit of research.
Yep.
Like I said, when I saw that, it looked like a coyote on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
It was a mean-looking thing.
Yep.
Alan, thank you for your show. Thank you for being there. And we are out here listening.
I got it.
Do not send Brian home yet.
Okay, I won't. Thank you.
Take care.
All righty. Yep, see ya. Bye-bye. There he goes. I appreciate that call. Hey, you know, for great fishing tackle and crabbing supplies and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, stop by or call Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. You know, Bud has a great fishing report. He stays in touch with the folks that are on the water, and he knows what's happening. If you want to get there and check out what he's got for trolling tackle or get some advice on how to troll, take Route 100 to the end, you just hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Real simple. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, and Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab pots, crab steamers. You will not crab pots. That's what you catch them with. I'm talking about crab steamers you will ever find. That's right, in all sizes, and they are lifetime crab steamers for sure. Call 410-360-0573. That's 360-0573. We'll say that again, 410-360-0573. And that's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. And we appreciate Bud being a sponsor on the show. Let's see. Oh, I should probably tell the folks about Clyde Sports Shop. Located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. I was in there yesterday. Very generous. Clyde's donated a wonderful model 77 youth gun, 243 with a scope, to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And they do have a full line of firearms for hunting, for home protection, for personal protection. But they also have the tremendous amount of fishing tackle, rod and reel repair, trolling tackle, you name it, for perch or trout. They've got that. They've got all the rockfish baits. They've got the bass fishing lures. And if I had to make a place to buy a great trolling combo at a reasonable price, rod, reel, and line, it would be Clyde Sports Shop. They carry Shakespeare and Pfluger, ugly stick rods, and a lot of people like those, and a complete selection of St. Croix rods, too. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, or you can call them at 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. And then, of course, they have the fishing hotline, the 24-hour fishing hotline, the latest fishing report, 410-247-3474. To remember that, it's 247-FISH, and you can get the latest 24 hours a day. Clyde's Sports Shop. So, let me remind you about what's coming up next weekend, and that's the Havre de Grace 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Decoy Museum in Havre de Grace. Wildlife art, if you like waterfowl hunting, I mean, it's worth it just to go and tour the museum just to see that. It's Friday evening, 6 to 9, Saturday 9 to 5, and Sunday 10 to 4. May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's $10 for the weekend. Carving competitions, decoys, decoy art, wildlife art, photography, outdoor hunting show, fishing suppliers, guide services, free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center, where everything is going on in Havre de Grace next weekend. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Bay. Visit the website, decoymuseum.com, or 410-939-3739. That's 939-3739. Time for me to say, get out, stay out, stay safe. We'll be right back after the news.